Right, it's 2 o'clock almost exactly, and I'm standing here in the middle of the media area at the Dublin Web Summit. I'm surrounded by people who are chatting and talking to each other. There's very little food being consumed up here. I don't know whether all the media people are skipping lunch, but they're sitting in twos and threes on a balcony overlooking the main exhibition area, if you like. There's a lady here walking towards me with a very large Nikon camera. She's got a camera. Oh, they look like she's a serious photographer. She's got two major cameras over her back. She didn't pause at all. She just walked past. I was interrupted by a phone call from John Peaboy. There's a television interview going to happen in a minute, and I've got a man here with a big television camera, a lady here who's doing her face and doing her hair, and, you know, people are doing things in the media area. I don't know what that's about, and I won't distract them, but it's here's a man who's on his phone, and, you know, we're just... are you a media person?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah? Wait, what, do you mind me asking? I'm actually recording what you say, so... can you tell me what you're doing?
Something like 360 degrees photos. Yeah, so then you can receive something like... have you ever saw Google Street View? Google Street View, it's like...
I have, of course I have.
Yeah, so it's more or less like that, but internal.
You're very interesting. You are very interesting. What's your name?
Pavel.
And which country? Pavel, you're from which country?
Poland.
You're from Poland, and you're doing this... For Polish media or yourself? Or
actually,
what?
it's my website, which is something like Google Street View, but internal.
Can you say the name of your website?
It's superexpo.com.
Superexpo.com. And so, what is this piece of kit I'm looking at? It looks the strangest thing.
Yeah, that's a special camera. You have three lenses. They catch like 180 degrees each around. So totally they build 10 megapixel each. So totally they build one stitch photo, which is like panoramic. So then you're getting your panoramic view of everything what's happening. So by one shot, I'm making panorama view of everything what is surrounding us.
But you're standing here on the balcony of the Web Summit, right?
Yeah.
This room is approximately rectangular, if you like. Maybe a little bit less than rectangular. But... Can from where you're positioned here on top of one end, can you do a 360 degree
actually,
on this?
Actually, it's like that. We have to be over here, then we have to move over there, then we have to move to another places.
Yeah? So you will take several photographs.
Yeah, we already did it. Right now, I'm...
And who makes this piece of kit? Who is
me.
This? Pardon?
Yeah, we have to. I was looking for the solution to do that kind of photos, and there was no camera like that on the market. Yeah, so I have to design it.
And is it just for your own use, or could somebody buy one?
It's for my system.
Right, it's for your system. Yeah. You have designed a camera especially for your own website?
Actually, it's we call it startup right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name? Can I see the name of your company?
The company, it's my first company.
Okay, with the one that you're now, that we're talking about, this
it's
startup.
It's superexpo.com.
Superexpo.com. I'm in a kind of a shock zone because I know a lot of photographers, right?
Yeah.
And it's not that I know, I only take snaps, but this is extraordinary and I'm dying to tell them about it because it looks a bit revolutionary to me.
It is. Because on the market you have cameras like that, but it's very expensive. They like €10,000 with whole system, and they has aspiration to do your own Google Street View. Yeah, but it's €10,000. It's too expensive. I need to put like 200 of these. Yeah, so I decide, okay, it's just a regular camera. It's not so expensive. You can buy it for €10, €20, 30 even. Yeah, so why don't we put three together, put the good lenses, and make a shot and stitch it in this separate software.
Are you telling me that the piece of equipment that I'm looking at could actually be bought for €500?
No, actually more than that.
Okay, 1,000. 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
but
2000,
that's
yeah.
Okay, but that's completely. I was giving a ridiculous figure. That's a very very attractive thing for a camera. And tell me, if somebody listens to this and they say, I want, right? I want one of them.
Everybody wants.
Can they talk to you, or it's too soon?
It's too soon.
Okay.
It's too soon.
Should they be putting it into their 2015?
No, a couple of months. But the idea is not to sell the cameras. It's not the idea.
Okay.
The most important, and that's why I design and build this camera. It's making panoramas. So after this show, after the Web Summit, maybe you didn't have a chance to visit all of these guys over there who's exhibiting. Yeah?
If you
go to the Super Expo,
yeah,
then you can go with your iPad and look around, click on the logo of this guy, and we also making interviews. Yeah, so then you click and you're gonna see on our
Have you been doing audio interviews with people down there?
I have a reporter who's doing interviews also with them. And then when you go there, click on this guy. If he made the interview you're going to see.
You're incredible. How many interviews will your reporters do?
I think they already did all of the people who's actively standing close to the booth.
Okay.
So right now maybe we have like 100. But we're doing every exhibition around the world.
Have you been doing this for long?
The idea born 5 years ago, and actively we're doing this from 3 years, and we're just about to launch the page.
Well, I just feel very lucky that I met you by accident like this, because it's
terribly
exciting idea. I have been doing audio conversations like this. I have about 50 of them during the summit, right? But I haven't had the same focus that you've had, which is you've systematically going to exhibitors. And how long do the interviews last, your reporters?
It's like we're trying to ask them to we're trying, because they not used to. Not over here it's nice, because mostly we're talking with the owners, with the creators, and they actively want that someone listens to them. Okay, but on the regular exhibition you have a worker, some guys from the company, and they are afraid. So we have a prepared solution. Okay, you have to tell me your name, where are you from, what are you doing to allow to these people who's going to listen to you for the future. So then maybe you talk with 20 people over here on the exhibition, but then on our system millions gonna see you. Yeah, so you just say and we're helping them by asking the question. Normally it takes like 20-30 seconds. That's enough. They have to tell about that, what they just for a start.
And what's your background? I mean, how did you... Are you a photographer or are
Nothing
you an
related.
Engineer?
I have a different company, which I ran when I was 19. I started when I was 19. Now I'm 33. But I always believe in that you always have to have something which not allow you to sleep and wakes you up early in the morning. So when this stopped happening with my previous company, I stopped actively working over there. So I still own the company. It's running really well, and I use the possibilities to run something new. I found the problems of the trade shows. Problem of the trade show is that we are facing this case right now, that all of the trade show organizers have this problem that they're losing sales because of the internet. Because internet is just behind them.
Yeah.
So because we're spending 20,000 euro for the booth, after 4 days, it's gone. And maybe the most important person which you're looking for was over there, just behind the corner. And he didn't have a solution on passing. Or maybe the very important guy for you couldn't go because his child was in the, I don't know, sick or something like that. But he really wants to go to this show. So right now he can go to the Super Expo and see the, it's magnetic.
Have you got something unique here? Is this unique?
Yeah, it is.
But can I invest in you? You know, that's a general question. I'm not offering you money, right? Sorry, forgive me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, to putting myself in the position of somebody mm-hmm. who might listen to this audio, and they're saying, wow. Are you open to talk with people who think they love what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm always open for a talk with anyone.
And you're from which country?
Poland.
Where do you live in Poland?
Poznan.
Right, and you often come to Ireland?
Oh, it's my first time. I really like that place. It's my first time.
And have you traveled to many other countries?
Yeah, I travel a lot, because with my previous business it's quite huge. In the good times, Infotech was one of the five companies who supplying CNC routing machines, so my other company in the world. So I was traveling around the world. I was.
But you kept Ireland until this Web Summit this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you talked to the Web Summit organizers about what you're doing?
No.
Do they know?
No. Okay. They're going to see it.
Right. You're going to wow them when they see it.
Yeah.
That's where that is. When will we be able to see what you've done?
A couple of weeks, I think we have to prepare, because I have guys who's stitching the photos, preparing, connecting the interviews and everything, all systems should be.
A lot of post-production, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It's worth.
How did you invent this system? I mean, it's quite small, easy to carry around.
Yeah, that was this is just the first part. Normally exhibitions are on the much bigger space.
Yeah.
So we have special car, electric car, not like Segway, because the Segway you cannot balance. So we have to play with the camera, gyroscope and all of the other things. So right now we're going to have a cars, because the regular exhibition is really huge space. Yeah, so to walk through these, it's quite hard. So the guys are going to be driving like a Google Street View around the places. Then we can also track the movement and the turns. So then we can also actively put the photos, stitched photos on the map. So then it's easier to, lots of work will go away.
You love this, don't you? You
of course, love it. That's the case. You always have to have something which not allow you to sleep and wakes you up early in the morning.
Yeah, I want to ask you for three pieces of advice for people who are setting up their own business or keeping it going. What three bits of advice do you think are the most valuable about how to develop your brand?
These guys have everything. The most important, they believe in the subject. They love what they're doing. And they are creative. All of them. All of this kind of exhibitions, this kind of events show us that you... I was just met one girl a couple minutes ago. We just talked like 2 hours. And she was exactly the same as me, exactly the same creative, exactly the same ideas. We were sketching each other like... I was just about it. She took the words from my mouth and I did it the same for her. So over here is the most possible that you can find so many interesting people, and they don't need nothing more. There is one thing with the creative people. I think they have so many ideas, and sometimes they want to catch all of them at once. My friend one time says to me, Pavel, the Infotech, probably it's your worst idea, but you did it from the beginning to the end. That's why it's success. So they're supposed to focus.
So the advice is focus on something that...
Yeah, because they are creative. They have a love, they have a power, but sometimes they look for...
So the two words I take from you are love and focus.
Yeah.
Is that a fair summary?
Yeah.
Okay. Pavel, say your name and how somebody could get in touch with you now.
My name is Pavel Terlikovsky. You can find me... Oh, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Oh, you can text me or send me a message. I don't have a Facebook page.
But there must be some way to get in touch with you.
Superexpo.com.
Go to your website.
Yeah.
Go to your website.
Yeah. That's the easiest
I'm going to, in a minute, I'm going to get the correct spelling of your name to put it into the title of this audio book. And then I'm going to take your photograph, right? Very simple one. I will ask you if I may photograph this, and maybe I don't. Okay, I will not photograph that. I see you have your hand very well.
Yeah.
Good. You protect your intellectual property. Absolutely. Quite right. Yeah. We've given away no secrets. So
yeah,
that's fine.
Nice.
And it's important. But I'm so pleased to meet you. And I know many photographer friends of mine who will be fascinated by what you had to say. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
My name is Paul O'Mani. I have had a lot of contact
with... also Paul.
Yeah, so I had a lot of contact with Polish people in my life, right?
Yeah.
In Bristol, in the UK, where I first...
The people who...
...was managing an operation where we had a lot of Polish employees.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Ireland. I have somebody Polish who works for me today. And, so it's good to meet you.
Thank you very much.
We'll get the